No one really knows exactly how the parrots got to Brooklyn, but the best guess is they were shipped here from Argentina in the 1960s. They were supposed to go to pet stores, but somewhere along the way, someone opened a shipping crate, the parrots escaped, and now there are thousands of them in colonies across New York.
They've reinvented themselves as a North American species.
That's Steve Baldwin. He's a tall, white-haired native New Yorker, and I think it's fair to say a parrot fanatic.
And that's probably something to do with just the peculiar person that I am. I think I've probably regarded myself as sort of an outsider for most of my life. And so the idea that you could have these creatures who really don't belong here somehow make the transition, and now they belong here. I mean, I just found that a personally inspiring story.
Steve started a website about the parrots. He leads monthly parrot tours. He even wrote a song about the parrots.
I got some news for you, baby, and it might not be so good. There's an avian invader in the neighborhood. Yeah, they're little green parrots from the Argentine. Makes the nest so high in the power line.
I met up with Steve as he was starting one of his tours of the parrot colony at Brooklyn College.
I've been following these little green guys for about 5 years. One of the things that endears it is, it's very, very smart. In fact, the monk parakeet is the second best talking parrot.
Are there any particularly Brooklyn sounds?
Well, occasionally you'll find one who's imitating a car alarm.
We head over to the college's soccer field.
Sometimes when we come out here, we're lucky and the parrots are down on the ground sort of eating the grass. But I don't see them today, so we're going to just keep moving. Here they come. There they go. All right. We got a good group.
There are probably 50 parrots living in the Brooklyn College colony, but it's one of many colonies across New York. There are about 450 nests in the city. That's according to numbers from Con Edison, New York City's energy provider. Con Edison tracks the nests because for the company, the parrots are actually a pretty big pain in the neck. A couple of days after the tour, I met up with Chris Ollert. He's Con Edison's point man for dealing with all problems parrot-related.
What happens is these birds build nests around our transformers because of the warmth. And these are not little hold-in-your-hand nests. Some are 3 or 4 or 5 feet tall and 3 or 4 or 5 feet wide. They're huge, and they do catch on fire. And those fires have resulted in customers losing their electricity.
Con Edison has been trying to figure out what to do about the parrots for years now. They tried knocking the nests down, but the parrots just came back and rebuilt. They even installed some mechanical owls with rotating heads to frighten the parrots away.
The owl was some of our people who work in the overhead in Queens spotted these owls, I believe, in a hardware store and put them up on the equipment. But the parrots pretty much laughed in their faces.
Nothing has really worked. Ollert says Con Edison's numbers show the New York parrot population growing by 10% every year. At that rate, in a couple of decades, they could be as ubiquitous and as hated as that other New York bird, the pigeon. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.